Start 102.7. It is Juanita with you, the Saturday show, and our jobs focus this week. We've got Sally Milikota from CBC Staff Selection in the studio. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Juanita. Nice to see you today.
Really good to see you. I love that you're branded. You've got your work shirt on. Let's talk about personal branding, though, today. Why is branding important in recruitment?
I think branding is important in each and everything that you do each and every day. So if you're out there wanting to improve your career, looking at different career choices, or if you run a business and you want to improve the number of people that are coming to you and who want to work for you, and you want to improve perhaps your turnover of staff, branding is everything. Branding is what people say about you. Branding is what people think about you. And branding is what people see when they look at you.
And it's kind of building trust, isn't it?
It's all about building trust. When you think about Cadbury's, you think purple, you think chocolate, you think delicious, you think consistent. You know what you're going to buy. Mm. So when people look at you, are you consistent? Do they know what they're going to get? That's what branding is all about.
So how do you build a strong personal brand?
Well, you really need to know your audience, who you're appealing to. So for example, with CBC, we're appealing, hopefully, to people who are looking to build their teams and want to recruit. And we want to also appeal to people who are looking for jobs and who want to develop their careers. So everything we do in terms of our website, in terms of our communication, in terms of talking to you today, is all about helping enable people to develop better careers, all about helping people enable them to develop better teams. So it's all about the branding.
What about our resumes? Should they have a reflection of our personal brand in them as well?
Absolutely. So with a resume, it's a really important document to sell you. You use a resume to send to a client or send to a business so that you go in the yes pile, maybe pile, not the no pile. So your resume has got to reflect the brand of the role, the type of role that you're applying for, but it's got to be a true reflection of you. You'd be amazed at how many professionals have got a resume that's one brand, a LinkedIn profile that's a different brand, and when you meet them, they don't connect, all three of them. So we're talking about consistency. Make sure you reflect your resume. Your resume is reflected in your LinkedIn profile. And when you go and see go for an interview, you go and meet somebody, that there is consistency in who you say you are.
That's a really interesting, really important takeaways there. If you want to know more, CBC Staff Selection, of course, are there to help you find a job. Maybe it's your next dream job. Head to the website, cbcstaff.com.au, and click on there's like a little link there that
there's a link, absolutely. And you can click on there to connect with us. We'll come back to you and we'll see what we can do to help you.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Juanita.